The Sea and Wit show? I'm watching that for sure.
Oh, 100%.
I'm sorry, I'm a female. I do not do work.
I'm too rich for that.
We don't like violence.
Guys, I'm not gonna like brag or anything like that, but like, look, my wife's hot.
Everyone else? Fuck them. Sorry, I'm swallowing my fucking cheeseburger.
Welcome back, bitches, another podcast of Sea and Wit show. Today, we are actually in a different location. I think we've had 15 different locations in the last month. Big bitch here, eating gluten. As per usual, we're doing the opposite of everything that you guys say.
And we're doing something fun today. Today, we decided to download Reddit and go through what y'all say about us, because
I don't get said shit.
I do. People are like, oh my God, did you see what they said? I'm like, no.
I don't get said anything on that.
Oh, apparently it only goes back to 56 days.
Damn it.
Can you not go down anymore? Did they delete or something?
Should I do big bitch?
Apparently there's topics. So we're just going to kind of go through and just see what y'all say about us.
I'm going
to scroll. For real. Because I'd be curious.
Oh my God. I haven't read this. I haven't read this in years, bro.
And if there's like factual things,
we'll give y'all
credit for that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, think of it as like a fact check. Before we get started though, we're going to go ahead and give a life update. I'm still fucking pregnant. It's fine. I might be a little bit over it.
Oh, this one says 56 days too. I guess we're starting there.
But yours is different than mine.
Yeah, because I'm on big bitch.
What the fuck am I on?
I click big bitch. You have to click.
I'm on baby mama number two.
Oh, okay. Do that.
Okay, well, so it's about what? Us.
Uh-huh. So you read one, I'll read one.
All right. That's my life update. I'm still pregnant. Family's coming soon.
That's so exciting.
What's your life update?
We're going to Gulf Coast Jam this weekend. Couldn't tell you if we have tickets, to be honest with you, because we'd be like waiting until like the day before.
And if you're listening to this, sorry, we're eating.
Yeah, we're eating. We're eating McDonald's, so you can go, huh?
Not one fuck could fall from the sky.
No, big bitch has to feed her mix.
My kid said he wanted chicken nuggets from McDonald's. So I got him that. The fuck?
So, we don't even know if we have tickets. Can I see one of those napkins by chance?
For sure.
I'm actually feeling a little fruity.
For shizzle, my nizzle.
For shizzle, my nizzle. Dogs ran away today, of course, because I'm a horrible owner.
Oh no, they dig. So did our dogs. But our dogs are trying to dig, I think, underneath my house to find another house. Her dogs,
they're trying to find China.
No, really, they only dig right there. But they easily could run away. And I don't know.
Maybe they're snakes.
Snakes?
I think they know that they run away, that you're not going to find them. Mine, they know that we're coming to get them. Like,
well, Finley's the only one that has ever ran away. She was at the end of the street.
Do you call and they come back? Mine don't.
Well, Finley didn't for a second, and I saw her peeking around the corner, and she's jumping. She's doing her fucking deer jumps.
I was telling Chris about my neighbors had me on speed dial for runaways. This lady pulls up my car yesterday. I've had a dog run away every day for the last week, okay? They found this little hole, and they have a trail, and it goes, I just got it fixed today. This lady pulls up in her car, right? On the side of her car is a piece of paper taped to the window. And she pulls up in my driveway and she goes, can you please tell me if you lost a dog and what color it was? It says dog found and it has her phone number. I was like, damn.
You have to pull out your whole...
Damn, she was wanting me to go look for her car in order to call her, find my dog. I was like, shit.
Who
so
did she
pulls
have?
Up.
Who did she have?
Luna. I'm looking around, I'm like, 1, 2, 3, 4. And I'm like thinking, I'm like, Ruby's here. So like, who the fuck ran away? Yeah, damn Luna. She found the damn owl.
They were trying to keep that dog, weren't they?
She was trying to keep her too. She's like, well, she didn't have a collar. So like, we weren't going to. I was like, yeah, we'll check her chip. I got a chip in there. But
I think it's illegal in Florida to keep a dog that's been chipped and stuff. They have to report it first.
Mm-hmm. They sent, they got Tyler's number. And they sent Tyler a message and it said, map of the neighborhood. And it's everybody's house with the amount of dogs in it in their names. It was like Buster, Baggett, Bougie.
So and you have to like submit your dog or
yeah,
whatever?
I was like, don't do it. Don't do it. Everybody had it, and it said, Whitney Wren, unknown. Like, it, like literally, I was like, don't tell them. Don't tell them. They have to know that we're at least a dog farm. You told them 15 in the car. I was like, oh, my God. But I think everybody knows that I'm, like, the neighborhood talk of my trash cans are out front for too long, and I got too many dogs.
Is it an HOA you live in?
They're just, you know, like, the rich old people, yeah. Just, like, they get... You're telling me right now you pull down the street and you get bothered by a trash can sitting outside?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Don't even get me started. If you live in an HOA, your mailbox cannot be dirty.
What?
I got fined for that.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Ah, dog shit on the mailbox. Fuck it.
I'm not fucking going outside and scrubbing my mailbox.
They literally gave you a note and said your mailbox is too dirty?
I got fined for it in an HOA.
Absolutely not. Yeah, I didn't get one just for that reason, but dogs ran away today. What else did we do? Got bitched at.
I've just been here. I guess people call it nesting. I've been putting together so much crap.
I'm trying. You and your back room. Mm. I've been having voice lessons, though.
Yeah, you have. Do you have a concert coming up? Am I allowed to say that?
Mm-hmm. I just found out we're going to do tickets.
Did you find a settled place?
Okay, but bitch. It's a bar. The bar that I performed at.
Well, you said you're going back and forth because you didn't know if you wanted to.
Yeah, but the capacity is about 204 people. I said I'm going to fill that up with my parents. So I guess they're trying to move it just for my show.
The bar people?
The capacity. The bar people. And I was like, oh, like that's lit, but... You got to tell me now because
You got to start posting it or you're not going to be able to,
Yeah, but the capacity with 200 is nothing.
Compared to. Is it going to be open to public though or just ticket only?
I don't know. They don't know yet. Because if I sell 200 tickets and there's only 45 left, which I'm bringing 45 people automatically with everybody. Oh. And then Tyler's family. My family, everybody, Angie Allen, all them.
Yeah.
But he said they're gonna allow a little bit of walk-ins if they raise the capacity, but I guess we'll see. There's not a lot of people gonna be there because it's summer for Alabama.
When do they get out of school? Well, I guess they probably already graduated.
Now?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got Shell and then Rock the South and Kristen's having her kid. I looked in the mirror today and I go, Kristen's having a baby. It literally looks like I'm like thinking to myself, I'm like, okay, this shit went by so fast. It was just the other day that we just found out that you were pregnant. He's what?
He has the hiccups right now.
Like we literally looked at each other and we're like, yeah, you're pregnant. We're like, holy shit, and you already have a baby in like 3 weeks.
I'm already over it though.
Like that got, it went by so fast.
Oh, burp, excuse me. It went by really fast. It hasn't felt like it's been long.
It's about to come out.
But now, in these last couple weeks, I feel long. Because I'm just over it.
Yeah, I know.
Is my vagina out?
No.
God, I can't see.
It just looks like it hurts.
It's sore. Like, sore to the touch. Especially when you hang
out. Oh, it's sore?
Just, like, hurts. Like.
You're like, bleh.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever try going on walks or anything? Does that help or no?
I'm active. I don't just lay in bed. I'm active. I do stuff. Walking, the thing is with walking with my sciatic nerve, walking too much, it turns my right leg numb.
Are they going to say, is it going to, so once he comes out, that's going to go away?
Fucking better.
Do they say like he's just sitting on a nerve or something?
Yeah, that's usually what it is. He's just sitting on a nerve because he's so big.
So that's like that the whole time? No. Mm-mm.
You could do it. You just kind of get used to it. I've become immune to it.
I haven't really talked to any. I mean, nobody that I know has, like, complained about their pregnancy that I know of, but I'm not really around, like, anybody pregnant.
I only complain because I can.
I'm going to do that, too.
But I'm like, actually, like, physically hurting. Like, my back hurts, my chest hurts, my ribs hurt, stomach hurts, my vagina hurts. My fingers hurt, my toes hurt because everything's swelling.
Is everything stretching? Oh, I hate that. It's like mopey feeling, like where you're just like over it, like you're just exhausted. You're like,
mm-hmm.
It'll go down though.
I know, can't wait.
But you're still so little compared to.
I know.
Like, you're so little.
I'm grateful for that. But I can't breathe for shit.
Me three. Anywho.
All right. So, we're going to go through this snark page. Apparently, they have it categorized. So, I'm going to go through mine. My part, I guess. Baby mama number two.
Hold on. What is regretful parent? Who?
Are those about our parents?
I don't know.
Okay, 56 days ago, made by Brie. One thing I wish this Reddit page would do, they're so confident in themselves. I love it. One day.
Just post your fucking face.
Just do like a profile check. Just so then I feel better about myself. Because I know you all are calling me ugly, but I know half of y'all probably weigh about 600 pounds. So, as I eat my cheeseburger.
As we eat our cheeseburgers and big bitch over here eating apples.
I already
ate my cheeseburger and a wrap and chips.
You can have a chicken nugget if you want. Or a couple.
I'll take you.
Okay, so let's see. I'm going to find something interesting. Did you already find something on yours?
They just say I'm ugly and fat. 5 months ago, shit was allergic to whiskey. I'm not allergic to physical whiskey. There might have be gluten in it. Someone tells me I'm allergic to whiskey, I'm allergic to whiskey. If I'm not, I'm not. I don't really care, honestly. I don't drink it. That one's not really that fun to talk about. I don't know why that one's a thing, but...
I found one. Okay.
I'm allergic to gluten. Do I still eat it? Yes. That's all I'm going to see is gluten and fat.
I'm allergic to avocados and watermelon, but this whole fucking pregnancy, that is all I've been craving.
I literally...
avocado
was looking at Tyler yesterday. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like... Because I remember what you're allergic to. Because like, if I go and get shit, I'll be like, I can't have that. I'm looking at Tyler yesterday. I'm eating my fruit bowl. And I'm cutting up the fruit bowl. And I'm cutting up watermelon. And I was like, yeah, Kristen can't have this. And I stopped. And I looked at Tyler and I thought, and I was like, she was smoking a whole thing of watermelon on the boat. I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, didn't she tell me she's allergic to melon?
Yeah, my tongue gets itchy and I'll get like cold sores.
So you just don't care?
No, I'm just hoping I don't go to anaphylactic shock.
So you didn't have any reaction? You know you could grow out of them too?
And that's what I'm thinking with this pregnancy for some reason because... So remember when my first trimester we went to...
Avocado, you got itchy. I remember avocado, we got itchy because we had avocado toast.
Where did we go? Where was our trip? My first trimester, Bahamas. And I wanted nothing but avocado. Like, an avocado sandwich, like, toast sounded so good. So I finally gave in one day at breakfast and got it. And I didn't have a reaction, like, how I know. Like, my throat didn't get itchy. I didn't break out sores on my lips and stuff. And I was like...
Mm-hmm.
So I kept eating it. And I haven't had them since I've been pregnant. But maybe I just want to blame everything on pregnancy. But I guess maybe you can grow out of it or something. But But if I push out this baby and I can't eat an avocado...
I've been better with gluten, too, which is... weird to say because everybody's like celiac disease different, blah, blah, blah. When I eat gluten, I don't get sick automatically anymore. It takes me like 4 days and then I'll get sick. Like I don't get, my stomach doesn't hurt. I don't get bloated. I don't get itchy. Like,
yeah,
it's so weird. It, like all of a sudden everything, like, I mean, you can grow out of shit. So I don't know,
but
I was diagnosed. So I don't know if it just,
but you don't also eat it every day. No. Here's the thing. When you don't know you're allergic and you just eat it constantly, like gluten's such an easy thing to eat. That's why you were sick. So when you've learned that you were gluten-free, you just learn to cut out most of that out of your fucking diet. Mm-hmm. And then when you have it, it won't have such an effect because...
Yeah, because it's only once in a blue moon. But dude, I was having... Like, I just ate that damn cheeseburger. I'd be fine. And then in 2 hours, I'll probably have to shit.
It's fine.
It's a consequence of my own actions.
Here's one. So I tend to, like, match people's energy on TikTok or something. If they're going to talk shit, like, I'm going to make fun of you back. Like, I'm going to bully you back. Because Bring Back Bowling 2024.
Yeah, people don't understand that. If somebody's going to say something to us, talking shit, do not get mad and play victim. When we say the same shit back to you.
Don't think I'm going to be the bigger person.
No, because I'm not going to walk away.
Not. So apparently some girl made a video about me on TikTok, LOLing because the same people yelling at this one person about popping her son's hand are the same people laughing at Kristen's repost about spanking her kid, period. I'll spank my kid. And yours if they need it.
I'll pop them once in a blue moon for sure.
Because I'm tired of them throwing tantrums in the store because they couldn't get a Kit Kat.
Mm-hmm.
Pop them. I used to get popped in the mouth.
Dude, me
anyway,
too.
So I responded back. Apparently, this girl has fucked up teeth. So I said, I'll give you my Invisalign for free. Okay, that's right, comment back.
I'm sorry, but looking at your fucking comments are the best. Sometimes I'll literally go in your comments just to read what you say back to people.
You always text me like, how do you come up with this?
I'm like, dude, it's like the funniest shit because I'd be responding to people and I'm like, I look like I'm butthurt, but like, realistically, I'm not as funny as you in the comments.
So I just said, I'll give you my Invisalign for free. And then Reddit said, this toad is such a goddamn bully. Like, sorry, someone's calling you out on the hypocrisy. No need to get defensive for this girl's. So what I'm focusing on in this post is this toad is such a goddamn bully. Fine. I'll take toad.
Like, can you just rib it for me?
Rib it.
Do toads rib it?
Oh, no, those are the talkers. Anyways, what I'm going to bring out, because I'm a little concerned in this sentence, is she is such a bully. I think I have 50,000 people on a page
bullying
me. So I'll probably say it again to this girl if she were to make a video. Like, I paid $6,000 for my Invisalign, but I'm willing to give it to her for free. I was actually I'll give you my Invisalign for free. You're welcome.
That's what I say. You're going to be rude and I'm still going to be nice and give you free shit.
I chose to be the grown up there.
Mm-hmm.
For free.
Can't believe you did that, Kristen. I'm gonna clap for you.
But I am a bully. That's fine. But y'all,
you're
saying that they're calling me out of my hypocrisy. Whatever.
We need to
but you're
back
bullying
to school
me too.
Too.
So let's chill it up. All right, you're next. That wasn't a bad one.
This one really didn't have much to it. It just said dumb piece of shit, and it was a picture of my two dogs.
My favorite thing is when
they actually made a great fucking baby, I gotta say.
And it's just so cute.
It was actually an accident, but we actually, not to say the least, but I think Penny might be pregnant again, which doesn't make any sense because.
What?
Yeah. Tucker's fixed, and Gus isn't old enough to have any. I think she's just gaining weight from the pregnancy before. I'm looking at her, though, I'm like, she's getting a little weight, but I guess. The dogs are a dumb piece of shit. Oh, here we go. I read the comments a little bit. I hate Whitney. I know I shouldn't have hate in my heart. Wait, hold on. What? I can't even read this shit. I know shouldn't have hate in your heart, especially someone you never met, but I cannot stand this stupid bitch. I would not be friendly if I ever saw her. Let's just say that.
And you know she has a picture of meeting us.
She definitely posted us. There's no point. I don't know if this is just proving that, like, I'm a dumb piece of shit and I have dogs, but I think I'm doing great. Because my dogs are cute. So that one really didn't give me much of an explanation to... Oh, animal hoarding. Okay. I'm going to get another one after this.
Okay. So I got called a pedophile. Talking about my kid.
What'd you say?
Made a Snapchat and said, anyone else that's Prego, does it ever feel like the baby's tickling your hoo-ha? Because it does. It feels like his fingers are down there going like this. And they say, what the fuck? And then the comments. Honestly, can't believe she's having a boy. She gives me that weird mom vibe. She gives me that mother-in-law that wants to date her son.
I don't know a few of those, though.
Someone said, not the UTI kick. You guys are funny.
Always like,
because you can be funny and bully us, but like it comes to a point where you're just straight up just like these fucking like hookers.
They're literally reaching every single Snapchat we make. They literally take something out of it. Like, oh my gosh, her second toe is bigger than her first. Oh my gosh, she's a whale. Oh my gosh,
like they're saying
she's
so,
got to be on a
she's
Ozempic.
So ugly.
Oh my gosh, she's having a baby. I can't believe they're friends.
Like, okay, no, to be funny, come up with. There's some stuff here I actually read.
Yeah, me too. I'm like, this is good.
Like, you're fucking funny. Like, please, like, text me. Like,
like
I
the Sankey and shit. That's perfect. Who thought of that?
Funny.
Really? Because like whoever thought of it needs to be hooked.
Oh, shit. Like this, is when you edit the zoom in, this picture of me, well, they try to say it's me. That's
funny. They said the same thing to me.
That's funny. Thank you. But
my lips look like more of an asshole than an actual asshole.
But then here's the comment, no, you're just a horny slut that turns everything sexual. Like, that's just not funny. Like, that's just weird. But I am horny.
Okay.
I'm a slut, so I guess it does make sense.
Here's one. The moment she realized she is the problem. Usually. Most of the time we troll on the internet, so that's why you all still follow us. We take things out of proportion just for you guys to feed into it. I don't think we've understand social media yet. We do things so that you guys will progressively watch often. Correct? Would you say that?
100%.
So when you guys say they're the problem, they're this, they're that, in reality, we're sitting back watching everything that we just went on live to talk about, and we're making fun of ourselves, and we're also trolling everything else that y'all are saying. So,
I have a thing called broke bitch or something like that. No, we actually get paid from y'all. So imagine the little clout you got in your little cult. You have 50,000. Imagine times, I don't know, I got 1.3 mil on TikTok, 400,000 on Snapchat.
Yeah, but you know this is making us bigger.
Right.
Talking shit about us, like, oh my God, they do that? She really does that? I'm going to go look. Then I'm going to go stalk. I'm going to go do this. I'm going to share. Yeah, like, y'all are just making it better.
And then tell us to get a job, but, like, you're paying us. like, we make the subscribers in a month. Like, I don't know, whatever you want to do, but.
I can't even read this. This isn't even English. The entire group of people needs to grow up and have moral values check. But out of all of them, it's becoming more and more obvious that Horsehead continues to be the one. God, I want a horse so bad. I'm not joking. I want one so bad. Continues to be the one that causes division between Stank and whoever comes in her life. That is a true fact. Honestly, me and Kristen will plot when people come into our life, all right? We'll plot. Not plot, but like, we have this checklist. If you're not checking the checks, we're not hanging out with you. No offense. If you want to come around, hang out, let's chill, whatever, we vibe with you, we instantly like clicking. But like, me and Kristen are the same. We just have different ways of showing it.
Yes.
One has to be muted on certain occasions. The other has to be muted on the second occasion. But at the same, we think the exact same. Yes. I think it's your turn now.
Thank you. Someone said, I made a Snapchat. Someone said you can't take Benadryl pregnant. I said you want to bet. This girl's comment said, like, this is funny. Maybe Krusty Panties would sleep if she actually got up and did something with her
life. Krusty Panties?
That's good. This discharge is crazy while pregnant.
Dude, sometimes I think of, like, the names that they come up with, and I just have, like, this image in my head, and it ain't you, but it's just some Krusty Panties that I've seen. Oh. Please, no. Please, God, stop. This one says, I'm embarrassed.
Someone said, when you ate.
Oh, God. Is this like, the comments?
Like, yeah, sure, like this. Okay. Benadryl's actually safe during pregnancy, but C's still a cunt.
Okay. Like, what is that for? Are you to sleep?
Benadryl.
Yeah, but it's not like you're going to go and take it every single night.
Benadryl's actually safe to use during pregnancy. I can't take anything else besides melatonin or Benadryl.
Yeah, but it's not like you're going there and drinking it. No. Like it's freaking Coke.
Actually, still never taken Benadryl during pregnancy.
We just talk out of our asses and people believe it. I just don't understand. Me.
This person gave her whole life story about how she got addicted to Benadryl.
No.
And then you aren't supposed to take it. That sounds like a you fucking problem. I don't know how the fuck you got addicted to Benadryl.
This one's back to when I was actually out of town for making music and y'all went to the beach.
Oh my God.
Apparently I was the problem, right? That's why nobody could all go into the beach. Unless I was out of town. That's not the case at all. We literally were at the beach like the week before with the same exact people. I just wasn't there, but I would have been. That would have been a great time. Now, there is about two people that I can't stand that's there, but am I going to say anything? No. Am I going to fight them? No. I don't do that anymore. I'm actually being the bigger
Just read.
I'm being the bigger person. I believe if shit wasn't always involved in drama, she wouldn't be in so much drama. What? I can never read. Stank definitely needs new friends if she wants this rep on her to dissolve a little bit. You have a rep? Hmm? What's your rep?
Maybe they're meaning reputation.
Yeah, but what is it?
I thought it was crunchy panties. I don't...
Mine's big bitch.
I'm not sure my reputation.
Oh, fuck me. These are insane. Girl, you aren't even there, and they never hang out like this when you are. Okay, when have they hung out since then? They haven't. It was a once-in-a-lifetime thing. You always have to trial and error. I'm going to move on to the next one. Your turn? They called me shit-nay. Like shit-nay, like horse? Is that the... Are you still reading? Actually, I'm not going to lie to you today. Before I got here, me and Tyler looked up narcissist in the words. I said yes to a few. I'm not going to lie. I think it's trauma.
Might be.
The one I said yes to, let me revise this. The one I said yes to is has no empathy.
We don't give a fuck about you. Real talk.
I cry when puppies die. I cry when people get married. I cry when family members pass away. I cry when Kristen gives birth. I'm not going to cry over someone calling me big bitch. No. So you're going to call me a narcissist because you want to tell me that I'm too old to be in drama. I'm too old to do this. I'm a dog hoarder. I'm fat. I'm skinny. I'm broke. But you still want me... Do you want me to cry? Because I won't. I can't. I just can't do
it. No, my Lexapro stops all my tears.
I don't even have that. Oh, I don't have an excuse. Shitney popped up in my suggested on Snap. After seeing someone post about her crying. What? I thought I wasn't empathetic. Now I'm crying. We all know that she stays obsessed with her exes. I've only really dated like maybe three people. The last few I don't claim as exes because I don't. They either cheat or they just suck. But I haven't actually talked about them in a minute. Should we bring it up? Give a little revision?
One of her ex beats her. The other one just cheats on her. That's it.
Yeah, like...
That's all to say about them.
If you guys have been in that situation and you're listening to this or watching this, that's traumatic.
These are all stupid. They're just, like, screenshotting, like, zooming on
just,
my face.
They just say we're ugly. That's why I said it's stupid.
Like, come up with something good.
They
say I'm fat while I'm pregnant.
I don't, guys, I don't even claim that I have a fat ass. I don't sit there and I'm like, I have a fat ass so you guys can suck it. Like, I've never even said like, damn, I've got a donk.
I say it though.
But everyone like screenshots pictures that are like the worst pictures. They zoom in like, where's her ass? I'm like, dude, honestly, I don't know. I think Tyler might have ate it.
Away, like actually.
He might have actually dissolved it. Like, I don't care about who my exes are with. I don't care about who they talk about. I don't care about who they cheat with. I don't care. I don't care. Next. Mommy made Milky. Who says that? What is she, three?
Like, that is stupid shit. Okay.
Oh, there's me. Does it match?
All right, let's
jump. I paid for these, though. They're fake, too.
Okay. Says, we all know Gross Puss reads these. Well, it's actually my first time, so you are correct on this. Probably checks this app every 10 minutes. We know she's going to read this along with every other comment. So how about we all comment some nice words of motivation to her in the comments? I'll go first. Just know you're the world's worst mom. Your uterus isn't even safe anymore. You think you're saving Jacob? What he did to, he will do to you. What goes around comes around. Also, she's way prettier than you'll ever be. Jacob thought she was too out of his league. Okay, so let's see what, some words of motivation they gave me. Nothing so far, nothing good. They said, I hope I have the worst postpartum ever.
Wow, that is so nice.
People are typing books. I'm not fucking reading all this shit. Dear Miss Puss-Filled Pussy. Water balloon titty, have an ass cunt. that's just weird. Hope you closeted that man. Hope he leaves you. Hope Shitney fucks your man and your dad.
Oh my god.
Hope that you get every STD in the book. When y'all see this, if you want advice on how to run this page that makes it actually interesting, be funny.
Yeah, these are boring.
That's weird. Why you call me a puss stink pussy filled cunt? Like, that's just weird.
That's boring.
It's boring, yeah. Saying, well, I hope my vagina tears my asshole. Well, it probably will. Oh, Mother's Day, don't think you're gonna...
I want to know if they, like, actually have questions. Like, they just, like, say things they just assume. Like, it ain't...
Not something. Questions, just, like, be funny or something. All right, that's going to be part unos of the Reddit roaches. Come back for part two, bitches, because we really have to dig deeper, I think, because half of these are just, like, really stupid, and we're not
people
really...
People are just saying shit, not, like, actually, like, asking.
Not really asking, because we don't expect them to ask it, but... Sometimes y'all can be funny on this fucking thing. It's just weird. Anyways, love y'all. Have great vagina. We will see y'all next week. Bye.
Bye.